WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Des Moines, Iowa, where it is minus 12 degrees ahead of a crucial early primary contest that begins tonight. Correspondent Matt Piper is on the campaign trail.
Even with cold weather forecast, some here say they do plan to caucus.
I think they'll come out and I guess just to see, just in case something gets by people, you know, they want to be here and make sure.
Make sure they choose correctly. But for Jim, who lives in the Des Moines suburbs,
I was going to caucus, but I think I know who I want to vote for, so I'm not going to.
No one could sway you if you show up.
No.
You know, I'm Republican, so I want us to do well. I want us to pick a great candidate that is appeasable to both sides.
A new CBS poll shows former President Trump with a commanding lead among likely Republican voters nationwide. Number two, Nikki Haley, who would fare best against President Biden in a potential general election matchup. Our Deputy Director of Elections, Jennifer DePinto.
The reason? Haley draws support from more moderates and independents than Trump does against Biden, and she does well with women voters.
Back to that brutal cold, a big chunk of the country is in a deep freeze under wind chill warnings or advisories. Multnomah County, Oregon Chair Jessica Vega Pedersen says warming shelters have opened their doors in and around Portland.
For too many people in Multnomah County, there is no other safe place to go, which is why the emergency shelters that we have open are so vital.
At least four deaths in Oregon are blamed on the weather, two from suspected hypothermia. Four people have been killed in a hot air balloon crash in the desert south of Phoenix. One person was critically injured. Byron Gwaltney is the police chief in Eloy.
The skydivers were able to exit the balloon without incident and completed their planned skydiving event. And then shortly thereafter, something catastrophic occurred with the balloon, causing it to crash to the ground.
No word yet on the cause. Sad footnote in this month's school shooting in Iowa. The governor says Perry High's principal, Dan Marburger, who was critically injured trying to protect students, has died. An 11-year-old boy was killed and six others hurt when a 17-year-old student opened fire. The last surviving member of a beloved 1950s TV sitcom has died.
The Honeymooners.
Joyce Randolph played Ed Norton's wife, Trixie.
Come on, Ed.
All right, all right.
Alex, we will meet you outside.
All right, Trix, it looks like your mother's never going to get rid of the tattoo.
Her son says Randolph died of natural causes at her home in New York City. She was 99 years old. The stock market is closed for Martin Luther King Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The snow is coming down hard in most of Wisconsin, and it'll be 6 to 12 inches before it's all over. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The target, the heaviest of the snow, is still tracking the same direction as the last one, headed in towards Richland Center, Madison, Beaver Dam, the Dells, even possibly up into the Fox Valley as well.
The snow in this storm is drier than Tuesday's, and wind gusts could exceed 50 miles per hour, qualifying as a blizzard. A Dane County judge has blocked an effort from legislative Republicans to remove the state's top election administrator. The judge ruled that Megan Wolf is able to stay in her position until the state elections commission names a new administrator. The judge also ruled that the commission has no obligation to find a new administrator. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won in the Cowboys Stadium, including Super Bowl 45. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was the key for us coming to this game was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback rating of 157, Romeo Doubs, on the Packers' young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us, and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be dangerously cold out there. Wind chill from about minus 25 to minus 30 today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. 3 above for a high tonight. Down to 10 below tomorrow, partly cloudy. Becoming breezy with a high near 4 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining us here at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed. But she crawls under skin. And it is cold. You don't need me to tell you this, but I have some good news. Good news. Now it's minus 8. That's not the good news. When I was in my car, it was minus 11, it said outside, but minus 8 now. That's not the good news. The good news is next Monday at this time, it's going to be 36 degrees. Next Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday, 39. A week from this Wednesday, 40 degrees. There's hope on the horizon, folks. Yeah, good morning, Packers over the Cowboys. 48-32, they move on. You know, everybody was saying the Cowboys are going to roll all over the Packers. It's done. It's finished. It ain't finished. I turned on and off the game. I was listening part of it on WRJN, and then I turned on the TV, then WRJN, but I can't take the tension. So my wife was out there watching the game last night and getting nervous at the end when the the Cowboys scored another touchdown, and there were fights on the field and penalties, and she was getting upset. And I didn't want to hear about it because I can't take the tension. That's why I don't watch these games. I always come in at the end. But yeah, I was very happy to see that the Packers won 48-32, rolled over the Cowboys. Actually, it was worse than that because they only scored that last touchdown in the last few minutes. So it was, they doubled the Packers going into the fourth quarter. So yeah, so that's good. Comedy bits this morning. The mouse on the computer is now working. It just stopped in midstream. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know how these things work. I ain't a genius. Hey, coming up this morning at 7:06, we're going to have part two, WRJN Historical Marker 2. Kurt Bowman's going to be in here talking about his 2 years. And I would guess that out of all the people here at this radio station's history, he had the most jobs here. I was counting them up. I mean, he was in sales, he was in continuity, he was on the air, he was program director. 4 jobs he had here at different times. So he might have been Yeah, he might have had the most jobs here of any person. Anyway, we're going to find out. Kurt's going to be here at 7:06 this morning at 6:09 at WRJN Radio. The forecast, cloudy, cold, highs near 3 today. Cloudy, lows around minus 9 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 3 tomorrow. And as I said, a week from today, 36. A week from tomorrow, 39. A week from Wednesday, 40. Hope on the horizon. It's not going to be like this forever. You know, if you kept your car in shape, you shouldn't have a problem starting it this morning. It should start right up. It's going to go, you know, get that first. So, and you don't really have to let it warm up. You can take it right on the road. I mean, if you want to let the temperature warm up in your car a little bit and defrost the windows, you know, you can do that. But, yeah, mine just let out a little squeak this morning. I have an older car. So you shouldn't have a problem if your car is in decent shape. So, yeah. Hey, you know what Friday was? Friday was Happy Quitter's Day. The second Friday in January is called Quitter's Day. After a study in 2019 found it's a day you're statistically most likely to pack it in and give up on your New Year's resolutions. 80% of resolutions have supposedly been abandoned by now. All right. Someone asked people to name unspoken office rules that should never be broken. Do you agree with these? Have you broken any of them? Here we go. I'm going to take my glasses off for this so I can read them properly. If you've been in a meeting forever and your boss says, okay, anything else, keep your mouth shut. Don't be efficient. It makes other people look bad. And your boss will just ask you to do more. If you're not busy, don't tell anyone. Okay. The third time you walk past someone in a day doesn't require a hello. Say hi the first time, nod the second, ignore them the third. You don't need to keep saying hello all day long. Never reheat something smelly like fish, especially right before someone else uses the microwave, unless you want to cross-contaminate their food with your fish stink. If you don't want people using your coffee mug, don't leave it in the kitchen. If you leave it there, it becomes a communal mug. Don't be the smelly person at the office if your odor is more pungent than most. Invest in perfume or cologne, although too much of that can make you the smelly person too. Unless you have a private office, never use your speakerphone. You should be mindful of how loud they are in general. Don't mess with other people's stuff, like if someone out is out sick and you know they have extra ketchup packets in their desk. They're off limits. They're that's not yours. And by the way, they will notice they're missing. Don't complain about everything. Consistent negativity isn't fun if you agree with the person's take. And don't schedule a meeting first thing Monday or last thing's Friday. It's a great way to have people hate you. So how many of those things are you guilty of? I'm not guilty of any of them. Well, let me look. No, I'm not guilty of no, I'm not guilty of anything on that list. I really don't do. Well, I don't go to meetings here. And when I'm in the radio station, I'm all alone. I don't bring food in. And we do have a microwave, but I don't think anybody uses it. So, yeah, I'm, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, no one's here with me. A guy in Texas claims Walmart racially profiled him and violated his civil rights when they falsely accused him of shoplifting. So he's suing them for an even $100 million. Or, he says, if they don't want to pay the $100 million, he'll take unlimited free shopping for life. Yeah, so which one do you think Walmart's going to give him, huh? The Beatles used a high-pitched tone that only cats and dogs can hear at the end of their song, A Day in the Life. That's from the Magical Mystery Tour album. It was John Lennon's idea to put that in there. I played it in my house. I never tend to notice how the dogs reacted to it. A poll of over 6,000 Americans found 35% don't care who wins the Super Bowl, but the team most people want to see win is, Dallas Cowboys. Ain't going to happen this year. Sorry. Packers put that to rest. A video of a wife's NFL game day drinking game blew up on TikTok this week. She made a bingo card where each square is a different go-to reaction her husband makes as he watches the Dallas Cowboys. Things like the first down gesture or yelling, let's go. Each time he does one of those reactions, she crosses it off the bingo card and drinks. I guess you can make a drinking game out of anything, huh? Four people robbed a high-end store in Washington, D.C. This happened last Friday. They got away with more than $4,500 in designer handbags. The problem was they did the robbery at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They were caught because they were stuck in rush hour traffic. See, it's all in planning And you got to watch the time. A couple flying back to New Jersey after a vacation in Mexico had their five-month-old daughter with them. And by the time they landed, a woman next to them had already crocheted a hat for the kid to celebrate her first flight. Either she's fast at crocheting, or that flight took an extra long time. One or the other. eBay has to pay a $3 million fine after employees sent live spiders, cockroaches, and other disturbing items to the home of a man, or a couple actually, in Massachusetts, who put out a newsletter critical of eBay. Two things. Get rid of those people, and I guess don't be too critical of eBay in the future. A church in Texas put up a wrought iron fence to deter thieves, and the thieves stole the friend's fence. Looking where to eat lunch today? Well, McDonald's is the most expensive in Alaska, so don't go there. It's the least expensive in Wyoming, so maybe a road trip to get McDonald's in Wyoming today. Save some bucks. All right, let's do showbiz news this morning. Emma Stone really wants to be on the TV show Jeopardy, but not the Celebrity Jeopardy. She says she applies every June, and they keep turning her down. ABC's The Good Doctor is ending after seven seasons. Check out the trailer for the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. After The Exorcist Believer tanked in movie theaters, director David Gordon Green has departed The Exorcist Deceiver. And Selena Gomez says she's taking a break from Instagram. Well, then she returned less than 24 hours later. So much for that. Cloudy today. Highs near 3 degrees. Cloudy lows around minus 9 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 3 tomorrow. Let's see. The outlook for next Monday, it's 36 degrees. The outlook for a week from this Tuesday, 39. The outlook for a week from this Wednesday is 40 degrees. See, there is hope. And, of course, the Packers over the Cowboys. If you're just waking up, you went to bed early last night or didn't watch the game, 48-32, 48-32. Coming up tonight on WRJN, it's the Greg Gard Show, and that will be 6 p.m. tonight. He is, of course, the coach of the men's basketball team for the Badgers. And speaking about the Badgers, they will play tomorrow night and take on Penn State in Pennsylvania, 7 p.m. That's the sports. It's 6:16 at WRJN Radio. Kurt Vollman coming up with us at 7:06 this morning for WRJN Historical Marker 2. We're doing the history of WRJN Radio over the next year. And this is our... We just started our 98th year. We just had our 97th anniversary. The 100th is coming up. And we want to preserve the history of WRJN. So we'll be talking to everybody we can get our hands on, who's still alive, obviously. And they'll be interviewed on the air. And we're going to, I believe the people at the public library here in Racine said they will archive it for us. And I also believe, if I heard it correctly, that Michelle Vetterkind, who's the CEO and president of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, will put this on their audio museum they have on their website. So, we're going to preserve the history. So, about 100 years from now, they'll say, yes, there was something called radio at one time. Do you believe it? And there was a radio station here in Racine. Here's what they did. Here's a little bit of the history. Who knows what's going to be around in 100 years from now? I know I'm not going to be here. All right, let's take a look at our clock here. Oh, it's 6:17 at WRJN Radio. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that the city planning is ready to spend up to $1.7 million to design and build a single toilet in one neighborhood plaza. The toilet will occupy a 100-square-foot space. It will take 3 years to complete. Say, now I have a reason to go to San Francisco. I didn't have a reason before. Now I got a reason to head out there. Actually, I was in there once. I was coming back from Hawaii, and the plane landed at San Francisco and then took off again. So I was, my feet never touched the ground, but my body was in San Francisco. 6:18 WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. More to come. Stay here.
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
It's 621 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Cloudy, cold. Highs near 3 above today. Cloudy with a low around minus 9 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 3 tomorrow. Right now it's minus 8 and cloudy in Racine. And as I mentioned to you earlier, it is going to get warmer. By next week, we expect temperatures to be around 36 next Monday, 39 next Tuesday, and a week from this Wednesday, 40 degrees. So, I mean, we are looking kind of good. Eventually, huh? All right. Don't get much me time. If you have kids, obviously you don't. A lot of parents don't. So you have to make your me time happen. A poll of 1,000 parents found most have resorted to hiding out in the bathroom just to get away from everything. Over 60% say they've done that. Hiding in the bathroom to get away from the kids, huh? Here are the top 10 things parents consider to be me time. Watching TV. All this is without the kids, by the way. Watching TV, reading a book, going for a walk, sleeping, just sitting in total silence. Oh, that's tough with kids. A relaxing bath, catching up with friends without your kids around, exercising, having a stiff drink, and sitting down for a nice meal. But that never happens because you have kids. I had one kid, so I was very lucky. I had a very good daughter, and I never had a problem. So, but some of these families that have 6 or 7 kids, how do you do that? How do you handle 6 or 7 kids? Wow, I can't imagine that. I mean, I once had a house with 3 dogs in it. Actually, 4 dogs at one time. And I look back now and say, how did we handle 3 or 4 dogs in the house? The 4 dogs was only a short time, but after that, it was 3 dogs for years. How did we handle that? Because you can't reason with an animal. At least you can almost reason with a kid. A toddler, you can't. I don't know how people do that. There's a couple that sits in front of us in church with 5 daughters. Now, they're all grown up, except for one. It looks, about 6 or 7 years old. The rest are all grown up. Wow. And I said to the guy, you have 5 daughters and a wife in that house. I said, 6 women. How did you make it alive? I mean, gee whiz, 6 women in that house and just you? Woo. He did, though. 81-year-old woman from Missouri is named Jody Perryman, recently passed away, and her granddaughter gave her props online for making her friends and family laugh one last time. You ready? Here's what she did. Everyone at the funeral got their personal Ouija board in a card that said, "Let's keep in touch." I like that. That's good. Hey, if you like visiting actual horror movie locations, we've got a whole bunch of them you can actually go see. And I've been to the first one, the Bates Motel and the mansion from Psycho. It'll cost you a little extra to see these since you're on the Universal backlot. You have to buy a ticket to the park and then take the tram tour. I've done it. And, yeah, you're standing in my ears, riding pad. You don't want to stand there. But I don't think it's a real house. I think it's a, what do they call that, a facade. I don't think it's a real house. You can actually see it if you go on Google Maps and get into Universal Studios. You can move around and actually see the house on that site. The Exorcist House in Washington, D.C. It's on Prospect Street in Georgetown. You can also recreate movie history by launching yourself down the infamous staircase. Not probably advised, though. But yes, there are people that take pictures in front of the staircase at the end where the priest goes out the window and rolls down the steps. And you can take your picture there with him. Michael Myers House from Halloween. It's in South Pasadena, California. And the Bramford Apartment Building from Rosemary's Baby. Now, in real life, it's called the Dakota. And it's in New York City on Central Park West. It has another claim to fame, kind of an infamous claim to fame. John Lennon was murdered right outside that building in 1980 on the steps. He and Yoko were living there at the time at the Dakota. But, yeah, it's the Bramford in the movie Rosemary's Baby. I see these Facebook pages people put on where they film themselves. They take a picture of themselves at actual sites that were in big movies, like The Godfather. The actual compound where the Godfather lived, Marlon Brando and his family lived, it's just a regular street. And you can see where they actually built up stuff in there to make it look like, you know, it was a big compound and everything. It was kind of fake. The other one was they showed scenes from Back to the Future where they filmed them. There was a whole bunch of them on there. They had one with Laurel and Hardy. I don't know if you remember an old Laurel and Hardy short where they had to push a piano up the steps. The steps are still there, and people take pictures of them in front of those steps all the time. So, yeah, you can find these movie sites and everything. If you want to, another site, if you want to, there's a lot in New York City. By the way, the Seinfeld opening scene where they show his apartment building, that's actually out in California, by the way. It's not in New York City. But the restaurant he shows, Monk's Restaurant, is actually, it's Bill's Restaurant or Bob's Restaurant, something like that. The restaurant's still there. Now, they didn't shoot inside the restaurant, only to the outside of it. But you can actually go take a picture of yourself in front of that Seinfeld landmark. What they do is, they don't do it all the time, but for the most part, they try to cover up the name of the restaurant because it's not called Monk's like it is in the TV show. I think what it's called. I think it's Bob's or Bill's or something like that. I was at a movie site, Central Park West by Columbus Circle, is where they filmed Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro. And what he does, tries the assassination scene of a guy named Palantine? Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of movie sites. If you want to go, if you're that kind of person, and I am, I'd love to go to movie sites all the time. All right, if a genie came to you and offered you fame through social media, would you take it? 24% said yes, 63% said no, and 14% aren't sure. But 24% said yes. The odd thing is 63% of people said no. They would not want fame through the through social media. Oh, I just got notified. Yeah, that's right. It's Tom's Restaurant in New York City. I just got a text message. Yeah, it's Tom's Restaurant in New York. That's right, Tom's. Sometimes on Seinfeld, you can actually see it. You got to look real carefully, though, because they don't. It's on the left side of the screen, and you have to know what you're looking for when you see it. Otherwise, they just show the restaurant sign on there. So, cloudy today, cold if you're just turning in. You look for a high of 3 degrees. Cloudy, lows around -9 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 3. Currently, it's cloudy and -8. A week from this Monday, a week from today, it's going to be 36. A week from tomorrow, 39, and the week from Wednesday, 40. I keep telling you that can give you hope when you go out. I couldn't believe it. I was walking into church yesterday. I thought my face was going to freeze off, crack and just freeze off my face. The Packers over the Cowboys, if you missed it last night, 48-32, they move on. Two more games to go to the Super Bowl. They win the next two, they're in. And that's how it works. I'm Don Rosen, 629 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio refreshed is Civic Media Station.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Republicans in Iowa will face sub-zero temperatures as they head out for their first round of caucusing tonight.
It's exciting. I mean, it's cool that we get to make our voice and that people put a lot of interest into Iowa.
A new CBS poll shows Donald Trump the GOP frontrunner nationwide. But when it comes to November 5th, 2024...
It's Nikki Haley who leads the president by a wider margin in a general election matchup than either Trump or Ron DeSantis.
CBS's Deputy Director of Surveys, Jennifer DePinto. Four people have been killed in a hot air balloon crash northwest of Tucson. A fifth was critically injured. Police Chief Byron Gwaltney.
It's an empty field, a desert area on the northern edge of the city of Eloy. When they got there, they found a large gondola, hot air balloon, had crashed into the desert area.
Officials say eight people aboard were skydivers. The NTSB and the FAA are investigating the cause. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Keeping the power on is one of the biggest challenges in a big winter storm. 23,000 homes and businesses in Wisconsin lost their electricity at one point Friday morning. The hardest hit area was Milwaukee County. Wisconsin lawmakers will likely take up tax cuts again. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it would be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities. And they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair, right? And they see the benefit of that. So we try to balance all of those things.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
It is going to be dangerously cold out there. Wind chill from about minus 25 to minus 30 today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. 3 above for a high tonight. Down to 10 below tomorrow, partly cloudy. Becoming breezy with a high near 4 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Love the music video for that song. They don't make music videos anymore, do they? I don't think so. MTV doesn't run them. I know that. They haven't run a music video in years. VH1 used to run them. They don't run them either. Yeah, she was dancing with a cat. Remember the cat? I think he had a name, too. I forget what it was. Abdul, former cheerleader and choreographer for, I believe, the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team. She did the choreography for all the cheerleaders there. I'm Don Rosen, 635 at WRJN Radio. Cloudy and cold with a high near 3 above today. Cloudy, close around minus 9 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 3 above. Right now, cloudy at minus 8. You know, it's funny because in my car it said minus 11 when I pulled in. Not that I don't know the difference between minus 8 and minus 11. Packers over the Cowboys, 48-32. They move on two more games and they're in the Super Bowl. Who did they play? San Francisco next week? I'm trying to remember who I heard. I was like half asleep. And I heard somebody say something, and I'm trying to remember now. Tonight, Greg Gard Show, 6 p.m. He is the head coach of the Badgers boys men's basketball team, 6 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, the Badgers men's basketball team will take on Penn State at 7 p.m. on WRJN Radio. It's 6:36. At WRJN Radio. Imagine digging in your couch for your remote and finding this instead. A guy in San Diego checked out his couch, I guess looking for money, and found a 7-foot snake hanging out in there. 7-foot snake in his couch. He called snake removal service to deal with it, and it was still in the couch when they got there. They said it's called a rat snake, native to Vietnam. So apparently it was someone's pet that got loose, and luckily they're not venomous. Yikes. Odd but true. Dr. Seuss. We all know Dr. Seuss's children's books, right? But did you know he released an adult book back in 1939 called The Seven Lady Godivas, The True Facts Concerning History's Barest Family? Featured a bunch of drawings of naked people. Only 2,500 copies sold. Must be worth a fortune today. Dr. Seuss writing dirty books. I guess that's the end of the world. Here's some signs you might be having an argument with a bot online. According to an AI expert, they use clunky phrases like weird English. They repeat the same points over and over. They respond really fast. and they don't know how to handle it when you quickly change the subject to something personal. I was going to play you something this morning. Maybe I will if we get it fixed. One of the guys was saying, you ever go on a website to buy something and they want to find out if you're a bot first? So they usually ask you to identify these series of pictures. They say, pick out the stoplight. Then you might have one, pick out the bus, pick out the stop sign. And robots supposedly can't do that. So doesn't it give you confidence in these cars that are going to drive themselves? Isn't that going to be fun someday? They can't identify stoplights, stop signs, and buses. The top things that annoy your coworkers when you get to the office this morning. They include showing up much too late, doing personal stuff instead of working, trying to sell them things like Girl Scout cookies, and complaining too much, even if it's about a boss that everyone also hates. I didn't mind that. People used to bring in their stuff here for their kids to sell stuff. I didn't mind doing that. You know, I never did it, but I didn't mind them doing it. Doing personal stuff, that kind of annoyed me sometimes. I don't know why. It was really none of my business because there was nothing this person had to do. But I used to see them going online, going on Facebook, doing stuff like that. And, you know, you're supposed to be working, right? Well, you're supposed to be anyway. How much money would an airline have to give you to give up your seat and take a later flight? Now, they do this all the time, airlines. They offer you money if it's overbooked. It obviously depends on where you're going and whether you would mess up your plans, but would $10,000 do the trick? A writer for Inc.com named Jason Atten went on a trip to Alaska with seven family members, his wife and four kids and two other adults, and before they took off, Delta offered him $10,000 to be bumped to a later flight. He turned it down. He watched a few other people take up Delta on the offer instead and says his wife is still angry he didn't take the 10 grand. I was going on a cruise once. And the travel agent told us a story when we were waiting to get on our plane to get to Florida, to get to the cruise ship. It says he was once with a couple that took the offer. The flight was overbooked, and they took the offer of like $300 to be bumped to a later flight, the next available flight, they were told. So they took that offer. The next available flight was 2 days later. They missed the cruise. They couldn't get their money back from the cruise. All for $300. They lost over $1,000 because they got greedy. Remember, the next available flight doesn't mean the next flight out. It means the next available one because they were booked for 2 days. And by the time they got them out, there's really no need to go there because the cruise ship had left and was already somewhere else in the world. But it happens. A poll found the most annoying passive-aggressive phrases. They include, you're too sensitive. I'm fine. No offense, but. Oh, that one annoys me the most. And the word, whatever. My daughter used to say that to me. And I said, stop saying it. She goes, whatever. I said, stop it. Whatever. Also, the most passive-aggressive text you can send somebody is the letter K, I guess, for okay. Yeah, people say no offense, but. Well, if you, no offense, that means it's going to be offensive, right? If they tell you no offense, but, you're going to be offended. Oh, I hate when people say whatever. I can still hear her saying it. Now, she just turned 44 the other day, but I still remember it like it was yesterday when she was a teenager. You can't do that, okay? Whatever. Stop saying whatever. Whatever. I'm going to call her up and yell at her today for something she did 30 years ago. Remember, you used to say whatever? It drove me crazy. Stop saying it. Whatever. A 90-year-old woman in England who has dementia was starting to need constant care, and her family didn't know how they were going to pay for it until someone realized a painting above her bed was worth a fortune. It was called A Depiction of the Madonna and Child. It's from the 15th century. They sold it for more than $300,000. And now she had enough money to care for her for the rest of her life. Isn't that nice? You never know. You never know what's in your house. Odd but true, the word hello has only been around since 1883. Now, I happen to know the backstory on this word hello. Before the word hello, they used to say ahoy. There was no word hello. And it only came around with the invention of the telephone. Hello. Before that, they said hello, ahoy. I think Alexander Graham Bell or his partner is the first people ever to say hello, and it was done over a telephone. So what they, how did people greet each other? They didn't say ahoy, but that's what they claim they said. So back in the early 1800s, during the at the White House, they used to walk up to Abraham Lincoln, ahoy, Mr. President. What they, if the word hello wasn't around, what they used to say? Couldn't say hi, because that's part of hello. I got to find out. Now, that's going to bother me. A poll on Independence Day. Now, Independence Day is a long way from here now, but there was a poll, and how confident are you in your spelling of Independence Day? Well, one in three people said they have no idea how to spell it correctly. Now, I do, and it took me years to figure this out. There were no A's in there. It's all E's, so it's Independence with all E's, and then I had no problem. But up until maybe 10, 12, maybe 15 years ago, I was never 100% sure. I am now. Now I know how to spell Independence. Let me take a look. Yeah, it's all E's. There are no A's in there. A lot of people think there are A's in there, but there are not. Did you fix it?
No.
Okay. It just stopped in the middle. I was using the Kurt Vollmans here. I was using this mouse, and it just kind of stopped in the middle, and now it's like frozen, and all my stuff is on the computer. There's no way to get to it. There used to be a mouse here with a wire, but it's not here anymore. They put this in, then they got rid of it. They just took it. And so it's not here. Would you try to get the battery out of it? Hold on. What'd you try that?
I've been looking all over this building for batteries.
Oh, but do you know how to get the batteries out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of batteries?
It's a AA.
Oh, I can get you a AA battery.
Okay.
You know where? I'll take it out of the remote, TV remote.
Okay.
Oh, we'll try that. Okay, we'll try that during the break. And I'll get all my comedy stuff ready. You know, that's what happens when you put all your confidence and faith in a computer. One little thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong. I thought this would be a great day. I went to my driveway, started my car up. It went vroom, vroom. You know, get that first little
It didn't want to wake up this morning.
Yeah, you get that one cough.
Right.
And then it just started right up, and the heat came right away. It worked like a charm. I come in the building. There's a screaming noise in the lobby. I mean, a loud screaming noise, not the alarm. And I'm going from room to room. And as I go from room to room, it fades. So I know it's in the lobby. And I can't figure it out. And I'm going all over because I can't tell where it's coming from. We have a little traveling sign in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And something was to happen.
The little scrolling.
Yeah, the scrolling sign.
Yeah.
And it was screaming. I had to unplug it and plug it back in again. That's how I usually fix those things. But I didn't know where it was coming from. Wow. Then I had to come in and shovel the walkway because they came yesterday, but it blew back.
Oh, of course.
So I brought my shovel in from home. And I had to shovel the walkway this morning because no one's here when I come in. But got it all done. Hey, always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved ones care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or a skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, go to hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org. If your computer works, go do that. We do have tickets to give. We gave a pair of tickets away to Dial M for Murder at the Racine Theater Guild on Friday. We have a pair to give away this week. Not today, but we will give them away this week. It's for this Friday night's. No, it's a week this Friday night's performance. So we have another pair to give away to that. So that should be fun. It's 6:47 at WRJN, cloudy and cold with a high near 3. How'd your car start this morning?
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, you got a new car.
Yeah, it's about a year and a half old.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah.
Mine is from 20... about 12 years old.
Well, see, mine won't try to turn over because it's a hybrid. So when you push the button to start it, it's electric. It's
electric, yeah.
And so it just kind of hums and...
By the way, I brought my car in to get an oil change, and they did a checkup, and they actually videotape the checkup on the car. Do you know that?
No.
They videotape it. And they say, if you want to see it, just go to your phone. So I was sitting in the waiting room, and I went to my phone, and I saw the guy doing the checkup. And he said, your car's in excellent shape. Just your axle has a problem. Well, that's not excellent shape. No, he said something, a little leak in the thing, but it's not important right now. No, anything with the axle is important. But anyway, it says it's in great shape. So just, you know, change the oil. And that's the main thing. Got to keep changing that oil in there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, freeze up on you. Packers over the Cowboys, if you're waking up, you see the game last night?
I did.
All right.
Pretty exciting.
I can't take the tension in these games.
San Francisco, by the way, next
week. It is San Francisco. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was half asleep, and I heard them say next San Francisco. Did they say we're going to San Francisco?
Yep.
Packers over the Cowboys. Oh, your kid lives out there.
Yeah, he'll be here this week, though. So the Packers are going there, and he's coming here. Yeah.
Okay. Packers over the Cowboys, 48-32. Two more games, two more wins, and they're in the Super Bowl. Don't get too cocky, though. Things can change on a dime. 649 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Logan's House Dog Daycare and Grooming in Gurnee takes this time out to salute America's military working dogs. Canines have served in the military for over 100 years, and they still serve today. Never forget the brave sacrifices these unsung heroes have made. For more information and ways to support military service dogs, go online and search Military Canine Care. This message from Logan's House Dog Daycare and Grooming on Riverside Drive in Gurnee. Call 224-572-1909. Or visit loganshouse.com.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Of this group. Nothing's going to stop us now. They had three names. They started out with one name, went to a second name, and then they had a chance.
Yeah, Jefferson Airplane.
Right.
Jefferson Starship.
Right.
And Starship.
Right. They couldn't use Jefferson because one of the group members claimed, you know, he owned Jefferson. So they had a change of that. And a quick story, Jefferson Airplane. My dad was, he repaired pumps. Mm-hmm. For big buildings. And back in the mid-'67, I went to work with him during the summer sometimes. And he had to do work at the Fillmore East in Lower Manhattan. And they had a big crane in the street holding a biplane from the top of the crane, and it was promoting Jefferson Airplane at the Fillmore East. And it's cute and everything, but you've been to New York, and a crane in the middle of the street causes traffic problems. And traffic problems there go way back blocks. And so there were two things people don't like if they live in New York: construction and parades, because they clog traffic. And we're not talking about the Thanksgiving parade. We're talking about the smaller parades where they get permits to close down streets. But yeah, Jefferson Airplane was there. My dad, I went backstage, and here I was standing on the stage of the Fillmore East. I didn't appreciate it at the time because it wasn't what, you know, the legendary thing it is today, Bill Graham's Fillmore East. He had a Fillmore West out in San Francisco. They had two of them. So it was kind of the only other stage I was on. I was backstage at the Palace Theater when George M. was performing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With Joel Grey. And I remember the stage manager said, you could stay right here. Stay back here. And you'll be fine out of everybody's way. But you see people scurrying around, changing. I saw Joel Grey, and I got to interview Joel Grey in the 1980s. And I said to him in 1968, I was backstage watching you with George M. He goes, I love doing that show. Mm. He loved musicals. He loved doing them. So, and so I got to see him. You know, I was 13, 14 years old. And all, you know, but we were backstage at the Palace. I went to a lot of famous buildings. And one story I was going to tell, I didn't get around to it. My dad was doing a job in a high-rise, and the problem was above this one particular apartment that belonged to Leonard Bernstein. Did I ever tell you this story?
I don't think so.
Okay. So it belonged to Leonard Bernstein, and he had to get into the ceiling so just to check something, to check the where the problem might be. So he said, I'm going to have to stand on your toilet. He said, no, go ahead. So Leonard Bernstein sat there on the rim of his bathtub talking to my dad the whole time. Hmm. And my dad said, well, my son's got a band. And he plays with some pretty big groups on the East Coast, like Benny King, Ruby and the Romantics, the Shirelles, the Chiffons. And he said, that's fabulous. What instrument does he play? He said, well, he plays guitar, but he can play organ. He can play woodwind instruments. He can play a lot of stuff. And he said he had this nice conversation with Leonard Bernstein while he was sitting on the edge of his... My father was standing on the toilet. Bernstein was sitting on the bathtub. And he said the apartment had a white grand piano in it. And he said, you know, it was one of these magnificent, you know, apartments in New York City. But yeah, he stood on Linda Bernstein's toilet bowl talking to the maestro himself.
Nice.
And he said he couldn't have been nicer. All he did was want to talk and ask about my brothers.
And of course, Leonard Bernstein in the news now because of the movie.
Yeah.
With Bradley Cooper and what's her name? Carey Mulligan.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Not yet. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I was hoping it would be in theaters. Now it is going to be shown at Marcus Theaters because they show all the if it's an Academy Award nominee, they'll show it, and then they'll show it in the theaters. But I think it's trying to. It started out on, was it not Netflix? I forget what channel it's
on. I'm not sure.
It's one of those they made it for. Didn't hear much about it. I heard him being interviewed about it, but that was about it. But I would love to see that movie. Maestro, I wonder if they have the scene where my dad's on the toilet bowl. I wonder who's playing my dad. And we all know my dad.
I'm sure it was a pivotal moment in Leonard Bernstein's life.
And it was part of his history. And you know my dad and mom were featured on television, in a way.
Yes.
NYPD Blue.
I do remember that story.
My father raised pigeons all his life. And one of his favorite things was he used to get together with the pigeon people. And one of them was a guy, I forget his name, Bill Clark was one of the guys. He was one of his pigeon people. And they used to meet on Sundays and just sit there and watch and talk pigeons. And Bill Clark was a New York City detective. And he was asked to tell about his exploits. And he became Sipowicz on the show NYPD Blue. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories, he became executive producer. And one of the stories on NYPD Blue involved an older couple that gets beaten up. And the woman dies, but the husband does not. So he said it's a small role, and he wanted my parents to come out and watch his house while he went away on vacation. And he said, while you're out here, I want you to film that scene. I want you to both be in it. And my parents said, no, they won't. And so he said, you sure? Because you'd be perfect for it. You know, she's dead on a stretcher, and all you do is have to moan, oh, like you don't remember. So they wouldn't do it. 6 months later, he calls my dad, turn on your TV tonight, watch NYPD Blue. And it was the second episode with Rick Schroeder. And the lady on the stretcher was Harriet Rosen. And the husband who owned the store was Arthur Rosen. And Rick Schroeder comes out and says, "How are the, who are these people? They're the Rosens. Arthur and Harriet Rosen own the, those are my parents."
Wow.
And so my people were calling us saying, "Hey, I saw your parents on TV." No, you didn't see it. No, you didn't. You thought you did. Hey, Kurt's here for a reason. It's our historical marker number two. It's coming up in just a moment at WRJF.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and his name, heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.